Hello, my name's John Lloyd, and I am the Professor of Ignorance at the University of Buckingham. Welcome to the Museum of Curiosity, an institution which aims to contain everything interesting that's ever been discovered in the entire universe. Because of the unique way in which the BBC is funded, we've been allocated a huge, magnificent building, but absolutely no money. So to fill the museum, we invite over the world's most intriguing people and strong-arm them into donating exhibits by offering them a plate of biscuits. So, come with me now, accompanied by a donkey, to the entrance to our brand new fourth gallery. Ah, and here, jangling the keys by the door, is the new gallery's brand new curator, Mr. Dave Gorman.
Hello.
Hello, Dave. In the script here, it says, they banter lightly for a while ad lib. Would you like to do that?
Nah.
No, okay. So, straight on then, let's introduce this week's advisory panel. Francesca Stavrakopoulou, the new face of religion, Alex Belos, the human face of mathematics, and Jimmy Carr, who always claims to have literally the biggest face on television. Before we rifle through our panel's pockets to examine their donations, let's find out a little bit about them. Dr. Francesca Stavrakopoulou is a senior lecturer of theology at the University of Exeter, a member of the European Association of Biblical Studies, and the presenter and writer of the BBC series The Bible's Buried Secret. She also happens to be an atheist. What's more, her time on TV has been spent arguing that Moses never existed and that the Bible was rewritten to malign Eve and erase God's wife from memory. So, Francesca, God's wife, who is she then?
Well, she's a goddess called Asherah who was responsible for various life-giving functions in the earthly realm, along with her consort, her husband, Yahweh. She's kind of fairly well known throughout the ancient Near East, and she's pretty cool.
What was she called again?
Asherah.
So God was married?
Mm.
Wow. I imagine that was a big spread in hello, wasn't it?
But he divorced her, and she didn't do quite so well in the divorce settlement. The God that's worshipped today by Jews, Christians and Muslims isn't the same as the God that the Bible was written about, and that God actually was a God who was married.
That's really remarkable. I mean, this has been kept a pretty tight secret then.
Really, it's like a testimony to how bad scholars are at just communicating the stuff that we talk about, because we've been talking about it for a long time. But a lot of people disagree with me. Anne Wisicombe disagrees with me.
Oh.
I think calling her a lot of people is a bit cruel.
Have you found out any other weird things in the Bible that we all ought to know about? What about the snake? Are you going to reinstate the snake as a sort of...
Yeah, he's a good guy too.
The snake is
he's
a good guy.
He's been unfairly maligned, yeah. He was a part of a healing cult in the temple that was very quickly suppressed when monotheism
What was the fruit that he recommended? Because it wasn't an apple, was it?
You know, going on the kind of social economic conditions of the time, it was probably an olive.
What is it with the 666?
It's 616 to start. There's a translation error, isn't there,
I think? Translation error.
616.
Kind of like the virgin birth as well. That's a translation error, too. I'm just hitting you with one after another, aren't I? I'm sorry.
That's a translation error. I've made some excuses to ladies in my time. So it's 616 is the number of the beast.
Mm.
Weird
it's just
thing.
About a magic code, primarily, and it's based on how numbers represent alphabet letters. And
isn't it on the Pope's tiara, the 666? Did I read that somewhere?
I couldn't possibly comment
on
that.
Okay.
No idea.
The fact the man's
but
got
anyway,
a tiara tells me everything I need to know.
You know, don't just write about the Bible, Francesca, I know. What about this... that's something you won't get into trouble, this book you wrote about sacrificing children. How about that?
Yeah, I wrote that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That so you wrote a book about sacrificing children?
Yeah, it wasn't a manual. It was... I think as a historian, I see myself as a historian. I look at ancient religious practices and try and work out what was really going on and what people believed. And I think this was a very high-value, high-status kind of sacrifice that was believed to work. So in that sense, it's kind of a good thing.
Good luck with this one. You're on your own, love. Don't look at me. I'm not going to help.
They believed it worked, but had they done any sort of random controlled tests?
There were good sides to sacrifices. It says here that before having their chests cut open and their hearts pulled out, Aztec human sacrifice victims were given a cup of hot chocolate.
Yeah.
Is it a widespread thing? Is that a well-known
thing? Most ancient cultures have engaged in...